Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone is Annie Liliev, who is the founder of the Highway 63 Memorial Ride, which takes place tomorrow. And Annie, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to come on the show. We've had a chance to chat over the last 5 years, every year I've been in town, about this really important ride. And it's pretty self-explanatory. The ride itself is honoring all the past victims, all those who have lost their lives on Highway 63. And I know that we've lost countless others on Highway 881 and other roads, and they're being honored as well. Maybe just a start off, for those who are new to town or maybe just haven't heard of the ride, can you just, you know, share how this came to be?
Well, I started the ride after I lost my son in December 31st, 2011. We were losing an average, percentage, which we're losing 2.5 people a week. So I actually came forward and started a petition to twin Highway 63 and got 60,000 signatures and had the highway twinned. But I wanted to remember my son and, of course, all the lost lives of 63. So I started doing a memorial ride in 2012. And this year will be my 10th year of doing this memorial ride for the lost lives of 63.
I was here, I came up to Fort McMurray when the highway was twinned. And I know that it can still be very dangerous, but I just heard so many stories about so many lives lost in the years prior. And I think you mentioned right there, it was an average of, what, 2.5 individuals every week?
That's correct. If we averaged it out, because we had the bus with a full bus load of diversified with the workers from up here that actually turn around on the highway, and we've lost those workers. We also lost the preacher with his family, his daughter and his wife and grandchildren, and we've lost so many that too many to mention. I actually have a flag at the back of the memorial ride with all the lost lives' names. I've contacted families, or families have actually contacted me, and that's how the flag came along. I wanted to remember these people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what the average has been like since the highway has been twinned. I don't know if you have the average, but I think it is safe to say that the numbers have dropped for the better.
They have decreased immensely. Even in 2017, when we were evacuated for the fire, we lost the two young individuals on 881 because of lack of sleep and other. It wasn't about the road condition. It wasn't about the highway. We had 79,998 people actually evacuate Fort McMurray in 2016 because of the twinned highway.
So I know I've asked you this question every year I've had a chance to chat with you, and I still think it's really important to mention, but if the highway wasn't twinned, do you think that we could have had a lot more accidents and a lot more lives lost during the evacuation?
100%. If there wouldn't have anything been done, just the modules, anybody that has worked at site, all the modules and the mod yards that are getting made and actually coming down the highway, which is blocking the two lanes that we had, how much traffic can you actually put on there when you're having equipment coming down the highway? We would have lost a lot more lives, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the big flag that you have at the back of your bike that you drive with, and I've had a chance to see it, and there is unfortunately a lot of names on there. Do we have an exact number?
I don't have an exact number because as the years go by, there's a lot of people that are just getting familiar with the memorial ride. I've had people contact me from across Canada, across nations, across everywhere that have lost their loved ones, either up here working or up here living. So I can tell you exactly how many, and there is a lot that didn't want to mention their names on the flag or didn't even want to bring it up. So I just, it's people's privacy. The names that I do have are the ones that were given to me, brought forward to me. So I didn't just put on anybody's name that I never had permission to do.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Annie Liliev, who is the founder of the Highway 63 Memorial Ride.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Annie Liliev, who is the founder of the annual Highway 63 Memorial Ride, which takes place tomorrow. And Annie, before the break, you were talking about the big flag you have that's just filled with names of people who have unfortunately passed away on Highway 63, as well as other roads across the region. And I'm curious if you had to add any new names this year.
Actually, there is no fatalities here in the last year. There was, I had to add a gentleman's names, the ones by Fort McKay, the two trucks that a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I actually had the family come up also from down east to join for the memorial ride.
Oh, that's really heartwarming to have them come up. And the one part you mentioned there, no fatalities in the last year. Did you ever think that we would ever have, you know, a stretch like that? Was that ever, you know, obviously that was the main goal. And obviously going back to when it was averaging 2.5 deaths per week, did you ever think we would go a full calendar year without seeing anyone, thankfully, not die on the roads?
No, I never thought it would happen. I had a lot of negative feedback when I first started, especially with the memorial ride. Why put people on the highway and stuff like that? And I said, if you would like to join or else leave an hour earlier or an hour later would be awesome, or join the ride and just remember the lost lives. And that's why it is twinned. And like I said, from when I first started my petition, I was just trying to avoid the head-ons. I was trying to avoid, you know, as people were saying about the speeders, and like I said, from when I started this petition, you can't fix people's behaviors. People will do what they want to do. All I was trying to do is fix the highway so people could, the ones that wanted to drive to the speed limit would actually be able to do so. And the ones that were in a rush and wanted to speed, hopefully we can put more RCMPs and get those ones slowed down. But you can't fix people's behaviors. I was just trying to fix the highway.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that this is the 10th year. I know that this is an emotional year, 10 years since you lost your son, Jason. I know shortly after you also lost your ex-husband, John. You just kind of talk about, you know, this being, I don't know if the word milestone, but, you know, the fact that it's been 10 years now with this ride?
As it's coming on the 10th year, like you're saying, you know what, it doesn't get easier. It's another birthday for Jason. Jason would have actually been 32 this year, so I find it becoming a lot harder as the years go by. A lot of unknowns. Where would he be? What would he be doing? And especially with my ex-husband being ex-husband, you know what, things could have been different 10 years. Or he's been gone actually for 7 years, and we could have been friends now. We could have. So much things is so unknown. It's hard too.
For sure. Now, I know that, like I had mentioned earlier in the interview, the ride takes place tomorrow, and you do have some individuals who unfortunately lost one of their loved ones near Fort McKay a couple years ago, and they're going to be taking part. Do we know how many people will be joining you on the ride this year?
No, depending on the weather, because I have a lot of riders and a lot of, and I want to make sure one thing is clear, that everyone is welcome. I do a barbecue before the ride, and cars, vehicles, not everyone rides a motorcycle. The motorcycles are at the front of the ride, and then we have the cars and, of course, the chase truck after. We bring gas and drinks out to the rest stop when we stop, because we stop about 100 kilometers right by my son's cross on the highway, kitty corner on that rest stop, and everybody's has time to reassess and come back.
Okay. In years past, how many people have you usually had take part?
Depending on the weather and, like I said, the conditions, I've had over 100 people join the ride. I've actually had the car club of Fort McMurray and, of course, the biker community from the Apostles to Chosen Breed and all the biker associations in town.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Or motorcycle associations.
Okay, that's fantastic news to hear so many people, support the ride. And I honestly haven't heard of a single soul in town who hasn't heard of the ride. There might be a few people who are new to the community and might not have heard of it. And hopefully they will, understand just the importance of the ride. And again, this is happening tomorrow. So you mentioned that there's going to be a barbecue before you guys head out. I guess, when does the barbecue take place, and when do you guys officially, turn the ignitions and head out to 63?
Okay, the barbecue will be starting at 6. Of course, I will be there before, but the barbecue will be at 6, and the kickstands will be up at 7 is when we head down the highway. And actually, the girls have been very supportive, because this year is a very hard year for me, like I said, with being Jason's 32nd birthday. Mm-hmm. So we're taking 2 weeks off on Tuesday, and we're heading actually down across Canada and riding for cancer. I have a website that people can actually donate right to the Cancer Foundation. They will receive a receipt from the Cancer Foundation. I will have the website on our www.metalsaints.com. And you can join us on Facebook or any social media and see how our trip is going along and how much funds we are raising.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Annie Liliev, who is the founder of the annual Highway 63 Memorial Ride.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Annie Liliev, who is the founder of the annual Highway 63 Memorial Ride. And before the break, we are talking about the ride itself, which is taking place tomorrow. There will be a barbecue starting at 6, with the ride itself starting at 7. And Annie, before the break, you had mentioned that you and a few friends will be taking a cross-country ride in support of cancer research. I'm curious, if obviously it's starting in Fort McMurray, where's the end point?
The end point will be in Gaspé, Quebec.
Wow. And was this just like you had mentioned that, obviously this is a tough year. Every year's tough, but being the 10th year since Jason passed away is being tough. And was this just kind of like a spur in the moment, kind of like, let's take a couple of weeks off, let's do this ride? Like, how did that conversation come about?
Actually, I told the ladies, we have a motorcycle club in town, just all ladies, Metal Saints, and I approached them and told them I needed a couple weeks off to regroup and actually reassess, and sometime mental health and self-assessment, you need that. And the girl said they didn't want me to go down by myself, so they wanted to join. I said, well, let's make a cause for this ride. And that's where Cancer Ride came along. So we thought, because we have so many, I have two of the ladies actually that ride with me have lost their fathers within the last couple of years due to cancer. And we have a lot of girlfriends right now battling cancer. Mm-hmm. So that's where the Cancer Ride came along.
And there are so many different causes, and there are causes that I see happen in town, and I've been lucky enough that I haven't known any friends or families that have had to deal with, you know, set illness, set disease. But I think it's pretty hard to find somebody who doesn't know anyone, whether it be a friend, acquaintance, or a family member who's been impacted by cancer in some way.
That's correct, and that's why it was so dear to us. And like I said, with the ladies, with their fathers being such an important role in their life, we thought, and we will be riding with them. We will be leaving from Boyd Harley-Davidson on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. I actually asked people to forward me their pictures if they wanted me to put them on their banner. So I will be flying a banner across Canada with the loved ones' pictures. So our girlfriends and people battling cancer right now, we have a little boy, Wesley, in town. He is 3 years old, so we will be riding for him and all the ones battling right now. We're doing this for you guys. We're behind you, and we're going to do this for you.
There's really no words I can say. It's unbelievable that you and your friends are doing this. And obviously, raising awareness is one thing, but I'm assuming, I think you kind of touched on it at the beginning, that you're looking to raise some funds. Is that correct?
That's correct. Like I said, our website, www.metalsaints, you can actually access our website or our Facebook social media, and you will find the link where you can donate right directly to the Cancer Foundation. And like I said earlier, you will receive a receipt. It goes right there, and they will actually let me know how much they've gathered from our ride.
All right. Do you guys have a goal in mind, or is it just one of those every dollar, you know, counts?
Every dollar counts, and that's what we're all about. And I also we have from magnets to bandanas and stuff to support the Cancer Foundation also.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Annie, before I let you go, I want to touch a little bit more just on the memorial ride. Again, just for those who are maybe tuning into the interview late, it's happening tomorrow again. There's going to be a barbecue. Just for those who are late to the interview, can you just share the times when the barbecue starts and when the ride itself will take place?
Okay, everyone is welcome. Bikes, cars, vehicles. Not everyone has lost loved one that actually rides a motorcycle. So we're doing it for everyone. The barbecue will be starting at 6 p.m. Kickstands will be up at 7. We take down a highway. We go down the highway about 100 kilometers, stop at the rest stop. I will gas up the smaller motorcycles, drinks, well, pop and water, and then we head back.
All right. Well, Annie, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, just that everyone's welcome, and please support your local women's riding club.
All right. Well, Annie, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. Every year I've had a chance to chat with you. It's been a wonderful experience for me. And I know this year, like you had mentioned, is incredibly tough. And the fact that you battled through there is, and doing this interview, it means a lot. And we, like I said, we want to shine a light on this ride. I know how important it is to you and so many people in the region. So thanks for doing the interview, but more importantly, thanks again for putting on this ride.
Thank you so much for contacting me, and thank you for speaking to me every year, sweetie. You make it so much easier for me to do these interviews.
Once again, that was Annie Liliev, who is the founder of the annual Highway 63 Memorial Ride, which takes place tomorrow. A barbecue will be held at 6, with the ride itself taking place at 7. And Liliev and some of her friends will also be doing a cross-country ride in support of cancer research, with that ride starting on Tuesday. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.